From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting evidence pointing to a bomb that downed a Russian airliner. U.S. and British officials say there is significant possibility a bomb brought down the Russian passenger jet over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula after takeoff from Sharm el-Sheikh Airport Saturday, killing all 224 people on board. An affiliate of the Islamic State has taken responsibility. A team of British aviation experts went to the Sharm el-Sheikh Airport to assess security before any British flights would be allowed to leave the region. Philip Hammond is the British Foreign Secretary.
We have concluded that we have to change our travel advice, and we are now advising against all but essential travel by air through Sharm el-Sheikh Airport. That means that there will be no UK passenger flights out to Sharm el-Sheikh from now.
A White House spokesman Wednesday said U.S. air safety experts had warned commercial airlines months ago there was a potential risk associated with extremist activity if they flew over the Sinai. Meanwhile, experts are examining the wreckage for any signs of terrorism. Some reports say forensic examinations have revealed shrapnel in some victims. A cargo plane crashed Wednesday in South Sudan shortly after takeoff from the busy Juba airport, killing at least 32 people. A young child was the lone survivor. The Russian-built Antonov turboprop crashed just 800 meters from the end of the runway. Meanwhile, UN experts are telling the Security Council the warring factions in South Sudan are stockpiling weapons and ammunition, violation of an August peace agreement. The experts also say the government of President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar have failed to implement a ceasefire and cited numerous rights violations committed by both sides. This is VOA News. The head of Russia's Air Force Thursday said the military has sent anti-aircraft missiles to Syria to protect Russian airplanes that have been conducting strikes since the end of September. Meanwhile, senior U.S. officials told U.S. lawmakers Wednesday almost all Russian strikes have hit moderate Syrian rebels, not Islamic State targets. Ann Patterson is an assistant secretary of state.
Moscow has cynically tried to claim that its strikes are focused on terrorists, but so far 85% to 90% of Syrian strikes have hit the moderate Syrian opposition, and they have killed civilians in the process.
Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren Wednesday underscored that view during a news briefing.
They've done hundreds of airstrikes at this point. I'm not putting out the count anymore, but only a fraction of them have been against ISIL targets. And when I say fraction, I'm talking under 10%.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met Wednesday with the UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura to discuss the prospect of finding a political solution to the conflict that has left more than 225,000 people dead. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday appointed German diplomat Martin Kobler to take over mediation efforts in Libya. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
Mr. Kobler will succeed Bernardino León of Spain, to whom the Secretary General is grateful for his dedicated service and effective leadership of UNSMIL. The leadership transition will take place in the coming days. Mr. Kobler brings to this position more than 30 years of senior UN and foreign service experience.
Mr. Kobler most recently headed the UN peacekeeping mission to the Democratic Republic of Congo. After months of trying, Mr. León failed to get agreement from the Islamist-backed Tripoli government and the internationally recognized administration in Tobruk to a proposed national unity government. In Tunisia, 30 lawmakers from the ruling Nida Tunis party suspended memberships Wednesday, protesting efforts by the son of President Beji Caid Essebsi to seize control. The latest tensions come after a year after the secular party won an election hailed as the country's key step toward democracy. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi says if her party wins elections Sunday, she will take a post above president. The National League for Democracy leader is barred from holding the office by the Constitution. European chief observer Alexander Lambsdorff, meanwhile, says to date election preparations have gone well.
So far, our observers have reported isolated incidents here or there, but I'm happy to say that at least for the time being, systematic violence or widespread electoral violence has not occurred, as you probably all know, and that I think is a positive signal ahead of the elections.
The election officials in Myanmar are still finalizing the nationwide voter list. The Election Commission is under intense criticism as large numbers of people are reported to be missing from previous voter rolls. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.